welcome. Amita and Sarwardi are going to begin our evening program in just a minute. And everyone looks great. There's just a couple announcements that I wanted to make before we get started. One was that we got a lot of notes about the elemental ascension practice we did and wanting a reference for that. So we'll have that printed out for you tomorrow to review and to copy down. Another one was that, just to pass along, that Pirzi had noticed that some people were coming in late for the 3 p.m. attunement. So if we can try to be on time for that one and just be in our place and settled in for the start of it at 3. There's another note about being mindful of the doors in the space as we're coming in and out, especially during the programming, to be careful to close them behind you and not let them slam, to be mindful of that. And the fourth is a piece of logistics, which is that if you're staying here and you'd like your towels changed out, tomorrow morning during the morning session with Pirzia, that's when the housekeeping is going to come through. And if you take your towels and put them into your tub, that's the signal to swap them out and replace them with fresh ones. So make sure they're in your tub tomorrow before you come for the morning sessions. All right. Thank you.
Let's begin with the words of the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So as this is the day for lovers and beloveds, our offerings follow in that stream. And we'll begin with the thought that we are gathered here together as Marids. And if you're familiar with the seven leading names, you know that Al-Marid is actually one of the names of God. Not Pir, not Sheikh, not Murshid. Those aren't names of God, but Marid is. And so we all come together as seekers and as within the seeking is the sought, we come together in finding as well. So the first offering is a word of Murshid's. Beloved, thou makest me fuller every day. Thou diggest into my heart deeper than the depths of the earth. Thou raisest my soul higher than the highest heaven, making me more empty every day and yet fuller. Thou makest me wider than the ends of the world. Thou stretchest my soul, my two arms, across this land and the sea, giving into my unfoldment the east and the west. Thou changest my flesh into fertile soil. Thou turnest my blood into streams of water. Thou kneadest my clay, I know, to make a new universe. So we'd like to share the practice that helps us recognize lover and beloved in everywhere, and that special power that the divine has in turning our hearts toward the one. So the words of this practice are Ya Habib, the beloved, Ya Mabub, the lover, Ya Mukallab Al-Kulub, the one who turns our hearts toward the one, uplifting us in our desire, in our wish, and in our will. So Habib is in the right breast, Mabub in the left, and the head comes around and down and up, and Mukallab Al-Kulub. 33, 101, long, short. 33, 100. Okay. Ya Habib. Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab Al-Kulub, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab Al-Kulub, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Al-Kulu, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab, Al-Kulu, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab, Al-Kulu, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab Al-Kulub, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab Al-Kulub, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Al-Qulub, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab, Al-Qulub, Ya Habib, Ya Mabub, Ya Mukallab. deep. Yam Aboop. Yam Gallop. Om Galoop. Yabib. Yam Aboop. Yam Gallop. Om Galoop. Yabib. Yam Aboop. Yam Gallop. Om Galoop. Yabib, Yamabu, Yamgalab, Angalu, Yabib, Yamabu, Yamgalab, Angalu, Yabib, Yamabu, Yamgalab, Yabib, Yamabu, Yamgalab, Angalu, Yabib, Yamabu, Yamgalab, Angalu, Yabib, Yamabu, Yamgalab, Angalub, Yabib, Yamabub, Yamgalab, Angalub, Yabib, Yamabub, Yamgalab, Angalub, Yabib, Yamabub, Yamgalab, Yabib, Yamabub, Yamgalab, Angalub,
Yamabu Yamukala Kulu Yabib Yamabu Yamukala Kulu Yabib Yamabu Yamukala Kulu Yabib Yamabu Yamukalab Akalu 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 Yabib boom, yamukalip, akaloom, yabi, yamaboom, yamukalip, akaloom, yabi, yamaboom, yamukalip, akaloom, yabi. Yamabu, Yamukalip, Akalu, Yabid, Yamabu, Yamukalip, Akalu, Yabid, Yamabu, Yamukalip, Akalu. Yabi, Yamabu, Yamukalip, Akalu, 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 Yahabi, Yamabu, Yamukalip, Akalu.
Listen deeply to the heart, the rhythm of the heart, and allow the breath and the heart to come into resonance. And while doing so, contemplate love without an object, like falling in love with love.
Another way to interpret turning of hearts as part of this practice we just did is to think that one of our predecessors, Nizamuddin Aliya, was called Mahbubi Allah, the beloved of God. And we have the saying from the Quran, He loves them and they love Him. God loves them and they love God. So the love of God comes first, and then we respond in love. So sometimes we are the lover of God, and sometimes we are the beloved of God. And it changes from moment to moment. So that was my interpretation of Mukalaba Kalub. We're always in relationship with God, but it keeps switching from lover to beloved. So I'd like us to do another practice that takes up this theme of turning. But this time it's the heart itself that's turning, or the heart in the form of the chakra. So now chakra, the word chakra means disc. So when we do this practice, you can imagine the heart chakra as a vertical disc in the chest. And when we make the movements of the zikr, we're giving an impulse to that disc to make it spin. And you could think of two impulses with the full zikr. So the first one is when the head comes down. And then when it comes down the second time, each time it comes down, it gives the heart, the chakra, a spin, the disc, a spin. When we do this practice, the moments of spinning the disc are the ones that are most audible, and the others are very quiet. So it's like, la, la, illa, la, la, illa. So you say the whole phrase, but you emphasize those two moments of bringing the head down.
In the
let's continue with the vicar. Breathing out, la ilaha, breathing in, illallahu, with the same emphasis internally. Now the fikr asir, so just concentrate on the spinning of the heart with the same kind of breathing pattern, but without the words. Just watch the chakra, the heart spinning.
Thank you. you, Sorority. Beautiful practice. Thought magnetism.
So we would like to share zikr, two zikrs combined, Ishq Allah, Mabud Allah, and the La Ilaha Illallah, who. And we'll do it this way. If some of you, many of you, would help begin with Ishq Allah, and then Sorority will begin the La Ilaha Illallah, and some of you can immediately peel that way. And if we can just listen to the room and keep the two going simultaneously, so feel free to move between them as you feel pulled. One thing I wanted to say about Ishq Allah, I remember once Pir Vilayat, we were in correspondence about something, and he said, oh, well, the ultimate practice is Yawahed Ishq. And so much of Ishq Allah in that way was emphasizing the beauty of the one and only being in her, his raiment, in the variety of manifestation. And yet, there was something very noble about Pir Vilayat, and so he would translate Ishq Allah, Mabud Allah, as God is love, lover, and the one who is adored. And the one who is adored is a, maybe there's a little kind of more awe, or some awe as well as affection. So very much in his character, one feels a sense of incredible majesty and nobility, and a deep love that comes from an intimate connection with the beloved. So we'll begin with Ishq Allah. Yeah. And it'll be spoken, not sung, just quietly. Ishq Allah, Mabud Allah. 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 La Ilaha Illallah. Ishq Allah, Mabud Allah. Ishq Allah, Mabud Ishq Allah, Mabud Allah. 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 Ishq Allah, Mabud Allah.
Ishkala Mabundala. Ishkala Mabundala. Ishkala Mabundala. Even quieter. Love.
Happy Valentine's Day.